Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, especially exciting when our good friend Joel Barker joins us. Joel is he's one of the world's top futurists, folks. He's somebody I've been admiring now for over 20 years. Some of the things that I learned from him 20 years ago really changed the way I think about the world. And I'm very happy to say he's become a member of our Brain Trust over the last half dozen years. And one of the things he does best is pointing out things that are coming at us from the future so you and I can be ready. He's done that through a number of his books, including Five Regions of the Future, Future Edge, and, of course, his Innovation at the Verge film, which I certainly encourage you to check out. He's our good friend, Joel Barker. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And, Joel, not long ago, you were here and you talked to us about a new development in the area of wireless frequencies, where they were manipulating the frequency in such a way that it increased the capacity of a radio frequency. And now you're back with another angle on that.
This is, those clever Italians put that spiral. We were talking about taking the actual antenna and putting a little twist on it, and that it enlarged the capacity for Wi-Fi enormously. Now we've got a thing called white space Wi-Fi. White space is basically the technical slang for television channels. You remember when we had analog TV channels? You didn't want one right next to the other because it kind of smear.
They would bleed over, yeah.
Yeah, so they put white space in between them. That was the kind of the fun technical phrase.
Right.
Well, with the new digital TVs, there is no bleed over. So all of this white space is open, and the funny thing is, and this is what's going to really, to me, really tickles me, it's basically 700 megahertz and under, all right? The federal government made that free space. You couldn't buy it. You couldn't do what the cell phone people did, you know, where they sold it for billions of dollars.
Right, and then they owned that, basically they owned that real estate.
Exactly. So they said, oh, this other stuff down here, you know, if it ever becomes available, we'll just make that free. Well, it's now available, and as the digital signals become universal, what it means is there's this enormous space for cell phones. We're talking about easily 16 megabytes for everybody, you know, all the time without any problem at all.
And folks, he's not talking about storage. He's talking about pipes, the size of pipes.
Exactly.
Coming into your device.
How much you can spread. And here's the other cool thing about it. At that signal wavelength, it goes right through walls. It goes into all the nooks.
What about brains? Does it go through brains too? And
hearts and... Well, we're living
in the world. Do I need to get my tinfoil hat on?
Well, I don't think so, because it's out there already. You know, there's so much frequency going through us already.
You're saying that ship has already sailed? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that wave has already gone.
So what is this? What would this new capacity below 700 megahertz? What would that mean to an innovator?
Okay, think about this. Microsoft is running an experiment on their campus right now. They have two Wi-Fi white space antennas instead of the thousands that they had before.
Mm-hmm.
Two, they covered 500 acres, two antennas. What it means is the cost of universal Wi-Fi in cities plummets dramatically.
No
kidding.
Because
it's the cost of laying out the antennas.
Right.
So just that, but if I'm an innovator, I should be saying right now, that much cheap Wi-Fi space means there's room for a lot more things than we had before, and it's basically free.
But I'm thinking that there are going to be more people disrupted by this than there are people going to benefit from it. What do you think?
Oh, this is disruptive because it's in the free space. yeah. and because it penetrates everything.
And it's got capacity that people are paying for in other frequencies.
Exactly. It's got capacity higher than we are paying for.
Yeah, that's what I mean, more capacity. And so this is a major disruptor. If you make antennas and your 500 antenna campus went to two antennas, then that's not good for the antenna manufacturer, is it?
No. But it's good for everybody who's
for the consumer,
now.
For the user. Yep. Interesting stuff.
The Wi-Fi box has got to change.
So right? let's make sure we know what to call this. This is called TV white space.
It's white space Wi-Fi.
White space Wi-Fi, folks.
So Google white space Wi-Fi, they'll get all this stuff.
Yeah, so check that out. White space Wi-Fi. Gonna be right back. We're gonna come back and talk about something Joel's been doing for a while now. And I want you to know about this. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.